When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80 on the ESPN app. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Is the Jets starting quarterback position Mike White's job to lose in New York? He threw three touchdown passes to lead the Jets past the Bears 31-10. He's sparked the Jets' offense to a season-high 466 yards in the rain, 22 of 28. It would be the Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Parcells, except too many yards and touchdowns, 315 yards and three TDs. Robert Saleh, Jets head coach, after the game.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that, especially in the elements. It was, like I said, he made the easy look easy, and that's I thought he did a really good job with that.
Made the easy look easy,
as opposed to
making an easy look hard.
Zach Wilson making the easy look hard.
There you go. Mm.
Made the easy. That's a great quote.
You know what,
great
Key,
quote.
Key, when your play hasn't been at an elite level, when you really haven't seen a lot of growth, when you've been plagued by injuries, and then something like the way he answered that question and the way it affected the locker room, and hearing Garrett Wilson post-game, hearing, you know, players talk about it, your margin for error is so slim. And there's certain guys that lead NFL teams quarterback-wise that you just feel the team get behind. Like Trey Lance, super talented, right? You just felt the team, the way they're behind Jimmy G is different, right? Carson Wentz, you can talk about what the talent is, but you feel the team get behind Taylor Heineke differently.
They like some guys. They like some
it's
guys.
It's the same for Mike White with the Jets. It just feels like they're behind him.
Yeah, it's funny how that goes, Jay. Everybody always points to the talent. Oh, this guy's really talented. He can throw here and there. But he can't win, and he got all this talent. You know, you hear it all the time. Oh, this guy is this and this and this. But he's not showing up on Sundays. He's not showing that. So the guy that's behind him, people feel more comfortable with. They enjoy playing with him. He's not walking around with a chip on his shoulder, frowning up. He's taking care of business, being a professional. And being a professional quarterback is really what White has been able to do. Mike White's been able to do for the Jets two times so far. The two victories that he's got, right? Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl. Dominant team. He took care of them, shredded them. And I know the Chicago Bears are down right now, but it's still an NFL football team. So it doesn't matter what they have on the field. They came up. They showed up at MetLife Stadium. They got off the bus. They got dressed. They were in the same rain that Mike White was in. Different teams, but he went out there, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He didn't turn the football over in the rain. He just balled out.
And, Key, we talk a lot about tones of certain players. Listen to what Garrett Wilson said post-game.
Jets wide receiver.
We had stalled out on offense, you know, too much to this point. And to start the game like that, I don't know. When's the last time we went down and scored a first drive, if y'all know? Not this year. Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, it felt that way. You know, once we did it, it felt like something off our chest. And just to go out there and play and not have the pressure on the defense to go out and get that stop like it has been the rest of this season, you know, it was good to go out there and score that opening drive for sure, always.
Oof. Who's he talking to, Key?
Oof.
Who's he talking to? I mean, he's telling people exactly what it is. right? First off, they haven't scored in the first possession throughout the entire year. So check mark for Mike White. Then he talks about, yeah, we didn't have to put the defense in a position where the defense has to do everything and we could bail them out. Another check mark for Mike White. I mean, he's telling you exactly how he feels about the entire Zach Wilson experience.
It's your high up first round draft pick at receiver, side eyeing the starter basically and saying, kind of like this backup better. Isn't that what that is, Key, when Garrett Wilson says that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to a degree. He's putting a somewhat of an exclamation point on the way we view the situation. He's basically signing off on it and saying, at the end, this is what we need at the quarterback spot, without naming names. And the coaches certainly are paying attention to that. Robert Saleh's not stupid. You know, the Jets organization and Joe Douglas, they're not stupid. But the problem that you have, and Mike White shouldn't lose the job, he should continue to own it, and they should continue to roll with him. You drafted a guy number two overall. Now there's a conversation that has to take place in the front office because it's very difficult for Joe Douglas to draft a guy number two overall, but a guy that you signed off the streets is better than the guy you drafted.
By the way, that comes on the heels of them drafting a guy three overall in Sam Darnold several years before. So, you know, and that didn't work out. Now, Zach Wilson's not working out, and that Robert Saleh quote we played for you minutes ago, Mike White made the easy look easy. Remember heading into the draft, Zach Wilson, oh, he practices the off-platform stuff and all the hard stuff, right? But Mike White makes the easy look easy. 888-SAY-ESPN. Is this Mike White's job to lose in New York? Dan Orlovsky was on this show, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, whatever it was, saying there's no way you go back to Zach Wilson right now. Gene in Queens, what do they do?
Good morning, boys. Good morning. Good morning. So the New York Jets found their answer yesterday in Mike White. Dan Orlovsky absolutely nailed it. You cannot pivot away from Mike White at this point. They've got the defense. They've got multiple weapons on offense. I mean, Moore, to this point, E.J. Moore, had maybe like five catches on the year playing with Zach Wilson. So now opposite of Garrett Wilson, the running game, the defense, if Mike White can just play professional football, like Dan Orlovsky said, this team is going to be a really tough out in the AFC.
Yeah. By the way, they don't need Trey Lance. They need Jimmy Garoppolo. They don't need a Zach Wilson, Key. They need Mike White. They need a guy to read the defense quick, get the ball out quick, and make the easy, easy. Marcus in Texas has an opinion about this.
Mike White is just Mike White. Go back to Zach when Zach is able to learn the game of being a quarterback. When Mike White goes and throws six or seven interceptions in two or three games, everybody will be back on why is he still starting. No, Orlovsky was wrong.
Well, if that Mike happens, White is not Key, the savior. Marcus in Texas makes a good point there, but like if he throws a bunch of interceptions. But if that happens, you revisit it, right? But that's not happened.
But it's not going to happen, and here's why it's not going to happen. Because they're not about to allow Mike White to do what he did yesterday, okay? They're not going to keep they're going to keep the numbers down. They're going to do what they do, which is run the football, play defense, and stay under 30 attempts. The reason his numbers is so high is because the catch and run. So you get the yardage from that. They wasn't looking for 400 yards from him. They would have been satisfied with 250. If he was 22 or 28 for 250 and two touchdowns, they would have took that all day long and ran with it. Can they get that next week against Minnesota, in the week after against Buffalo? And if that's the case, he ain't losing a job, I promise you.
Jay, you think Zach Wilson ever recovers from this?
He's not going to have a choice to.
No, but I mean, does he recover? Like, some guys, no longer starters in the league after. Zach Wilson going to be a starter in the NFL again Mike White takes his job?
His destiny is in his hands. I firmly believe that, Key. He's a He's a second pick in the draft. Second pick in the draft. They are not going to let Mike White just take the job and run. He is going to get another opportunity. Like, I actually agree with the caller. Like, will Mike White start the next game? Sure. But there will be a moment where Mike White won't look right. And they will go back to Zach Wilson. Now, the question is whether Zach Wilson is ready to take that moment and be that guy moving forward. Like, I think that's the question we have to ask.
I think I think that you're correct. There's going to be a moment. But you say destiny's in his hands. No, it's not. It's in Mike White's hands. Mike White controls right now. He controls Zach Wilson's future, believe it or not. Because if he gets to start again against Minnesota and he goes out there and he plays as well as he did against Chicago, they ain't getting away from him. They're not going to move from him. Then he goes and he plays well against Buffalo. They ain't moving away from him. He's got to have a bad game for them to go, Zach Wilson, you're back in.
And, Jay, as you point out, they like Mike White. The team likes Mike White, right? Like, that's pretty obvious. Oof, it's a bad spot.
Oh, he's going to get it. And that's what I was afraid of. That's why I kept saying, last week, I'm like, yo, this is going to put them in a tough situation because this kid plays well. Everybody team going to be like, yo, I mean, walking through the locker room, you know how it is, Jay, in the locker room. They walking past Zach Wilson. They looking at him, you know, they looking at him out the corner of their eye. They all talking. He walks in. Everybody stop talking and faking like they putting their clothes up and looking for stuff. Man, you know how that goes. So it was like, they in here talking like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. He walk in the room. Everybody start talking about, yeah, man, let's go to practice. Let's, you know that.
But where
the cafeteria
key, like,
room.
Afraid
he's sitting at the table by himself.
Afraid ain't part of my dictionary, man. It's not. It's not. Like, you gotta put in time. Like, so much of this stuff isn't just about how, like, your production on the field. It is, but it's also like your relationships with people.
Even,
and how you're seen in
Jay,
the locker room, yo. So, yo, like, go work, man. Go play.
Jay, you're so right about that. In other words, let's say Zach Wilson had an epiphany. He's like, uh-oh, I stepped in it. Now I need to take public responsibility. I got to be accountable in the locker room. You don't earn that. You don't earn after a year and a half that back in one day.
Max, let me tell you something.
Over time, you earn it back.
Yes. Let me tell you something about coaches, though, man. And Jay would know what I'm talking about. Them coaches in that building, you know they like Mike White right now,
right?
They don't give a damn about Zach Wilson. I don't care if they did draft him number two overall. Because guess what? Guess what Mike White is allowing them to do? Keep their job.
Keep their job.
Where Zach Wilson might get them fired.
100%.
So that coach that used to be talking to Zach Wilson on the sideline, hugging, you know, doing practice, messing around, joking with him, that coach ain't even his friend right now. He over there talking to the other players. That's what they do.
Guys, it's now 12 past the hour, so we're two minutes heavy on this. At 10 past every hour on this show through the end of the show, December 7th.
$10,000.
We are giving away. We give you a winning word, and when you hear the winning word, you text it to 777-000, 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're giving away $10,000 a day. We've given away over 100 Gs, and it is that time.
DJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word this hour is Spark. S-P-A-R-K. Text Spark.
Get that money.
To 777-000, and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We're going to do it every weekday, every hour, with a new winning word from now until the end of the show. December 7th, we've already given away over $100,000 to over 40 different people.
So Mike White was a spark to the Jets offense?
Altogether, $2,500.
I used to take Spark back in the day.
Spark. Mark, Mike White sparked the offense.
I used to take Spark back.
Keyshawn, J. Will,
and Max. You never take Spark, Jay?
No, I never had it.
Really? Yeah, I used to take it along with Red Bull. Before the game.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Easy to bundle your home and car insurance at progressive.com.
He got the first down. He's at the 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jalen Hurts.
Just a little detail. It's everybody. It's myself. It's everybody.
That's the Jalen Hurts running show.
That's courtesy. That sound courtesy of WIP.
Hey.
Jalen Hurts, y'all. Franchise record for most rushing yards by a Philadelphia Eagles quarterback in a single game. Now, you could say, well, it's the modern game, and that is true, and people run more now. But the Eagles' history, they've had a lot of good running quarterbacks. He had 157 yards on the ground. Most of it in the first quarter.
They had Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb.
Yep.
Mike Vick.
Wentz ran too, by the way. Not like all those guys, but he was mobile.
That was a little different.
Yeah, a little different. A little different. You're not going to design runs the same way. But they've had some dudes who could run behind, you know, under, you know, at quarterback for the Eagles. 157 yards on the ground, franchise record. And Key, what was it, Jay, 103 in the first
103
quarter?
103 yards in the first quarter.
They were talking about it on the broadcast because Justin Fields had just set the rushing record for quarterbacks a couple weeks ago, and Hurts looked like he was going to break it, that he was going to smash it yesterday.
Look at them QBs up there, man. Lamar Jackson, Colin Kaepernick, and Michael Vick.
Yeah.
All them dudes can run.
They could all run.
That's crazy.
Once upon a time, football people had the orthodoxy was if you can run, you can't play quarterback. It hurts you. You can't do two things because it makes you worse somehow.
Yeah, you know how that goes. Things change. They'll get back to that. We'll all be dead when they get back to that. You know, 70 years from now.
Here's Jalen Hurts at the post-game presser on establishing the tone against a team who can't stop the run, by the way, in the Packers, with the run game.
You just have to go out there and respond to what they're giving you. You know, you have to be able to see what they're giving you and react to it accordingly and appropriately. You know, and I feel like we were able to do that majority of the time today. There were some unique things that they did, you know, and I think we tried to overcome them. You know, we did.
Now, look, the Cowboys, Key, beat up in the second half on a Giants team that really doesn't have a lot of talent and then got hurt, and it was like they just don't have enough.
Yeah.
So they looked good, especially in the second half of that game. The Bucs stumbled, right? Seattle stumbled. The Niners seem to be coming on. Is there anyone close to the Eagles, though? When you think about that offensive line, the defensive line, the run game, the pass game, the receivers, the coaching, is there anyone close to the Eagles in the NFC?
I would say the Cowboys are. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys are. I know it hurts to a core to hear that, but the Dallas Cowboys are a very good football team, and they took care of the Giants the way they were supposed to. It's not their fault that the Giants is undermanned, but they look kind of flawless. Everything was clean.
Second half, yeah.
You know, so when I look at that, I say to myself, okay, Dak Prescott looks like a dude that's out there dealing. When you talk about Seattle, yeah, it took a 90-yard run at the end, whatever, for the Raiders to win. I don't think Seattle's close to them. The 49ers is pretty good defensively. They shut out the Saints this week. Their offense is not quite as explosive as the Eagles' offense, but they could do some stuff on the defensive side of the ball to Philadelphia. So I would stack it up with those three teams, Eagles, you know, Niners, Cowboys, however you want it.
Me too, Jay. What would you say those are the three teams? And I would put them in order: Eagles, Niners, Cowboys. But of course, I hate the Eagles too, by the way. But you know, I'm a Giants fan, but I especially hate the Cowboys. So I maybe that's my own bias getting. Maybe it should go Eagles, Cowboys, Niners. But I don't know. The Niners always make deep playoff runs when Jimmy G's healthy, so I give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, it'll go Eagles, Cowboys, Niners. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I think what we're watching, though, is we're watching the birth of something prolific, right? You talk about last night, they rushed for over 363 yards, second most in franchise history for the Eagles. But then you also talk about the season that Jalen Hurts is having. And just like he's on pace for 4,000 passing yards, 1,000 rushing yards, and 30 TDs.
And he's a leader on top of that. He's a leader.
What year is this?
Second.
This is third year.
His second year is a
I don't care about that.
Starter.
I'm talking about money. I'm thinking about his money. I don't talk about other people's money, but I'm talking about his money right now. Just imagine what they got to
do
this offseason with him.
Well, the thing is, it's just not that, though, too. It's like there's certain dudes that you look at, like their play in the field says one thing, but the way he handles everything else.
Yeah. Such a professional.
Like, you ain't going to trap this dude. He ain't going to say something crazy.
But
like,
beyond that, Jay, he's not only a leader in that way. He represents your franchise. Well, he's an authentic guy.
I was just about to say, he's not calculated.
No.
Like, he's not sitting up there reading a script that somebody, since he was in third grade, telling him, this is how you talk to the media, son. No, he's up there. He's just telling you what it is.
To me, him and Andrew Luck, believe it or not, are the same in the sense that they drank the Kool-Aid since they were kids. It's in them now. They understand it. They bought it, so they don't have to calculate. They can tell you what they're feeling, and it comes out just right because they were brought up in football, right?
Yeah, in the quarterback position, you know, those dudes, when they step to the podium, sometimes they just, especially in the past, you'd be like, man, just be quiet. Because you're sitting up there just lying and being fake, where this dude right here is not the case.
He doesn't sound like he's trying to be anyone but himself. and that who he is who you want.
But back to the money, though. I just want to get back to the money. how much money? I'm serious about this because Lamar going to get his 250, 260, whatever it's going to be. Deshaun
you
got what he got.
He's
going to
get his 250 guaranteed?
He going to get his money.
They're going to have to get his 250 guaranteed? I mean, they're probably just franchise tag him, right?
Well, he's still going to get his money, Jay. If they franchise tag him, he's still going to be $50 million, eating up the salary cap, all that sort of stuff. But when you start to think about it, though, Jalen Hurts has now put himself into the cash cow conversation as Joe Burrow, yep. Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Literally. Okay? He put his –
Yeah,
in
Justin
Lamar
Herbert
Jackson.
Has to show that he can lead a team to the play. I mean, I love Justin Herbert. He's
no,
show
but
that
Justin
he
Herbert
–
it won't be Justin Herbert's fault if they don't make it to the playoffs.
I get it. Nevertheless, it's his third year in the league. I'm a
and
huge
he ain't
Justin
going
Herbert
nowhere,
fan. You got to go to the playoffs.
He's special, and he ain't going nowhere at all. He's going to be there as a Chargers quarterback
for the
next 10
years. I'm just saying, in comparison to Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert's going to get paid.
I'm talking about the money, man. I ain't talking about the wins and losses.
What am I saying, Key? I'm saying if Justin Herbert's going to get paid, and you know how much I love Justin Herbert, then Jalen Hurts is going to get paid.
I know. That's what I'm just thinking. And you know me, I have these weird thoughts in my head about how a year ago the Philadelphia Eagles and their fan base and people were talking about, we think of C.J. Stroud and this and that, and what about this quarterback and that quarterback. I'm like, man, come on now. Dude led y'all to the playoffs a year ago in his first year as a full-time starter. Now he has you sitting at the top of the NFC with a 10-1 record, getting ready to probably get home field advantage if they can somehow beat the Cowboys in Texas Stadium and probably take you to the damn Super Bowl if they get home field advantage.
The danger he presents the defense as a runner of the football, right? When they come off the edge and they're too wide, he can take it to the house on you. But he has dropped some dimes.
But you know why that is, too, Max?
He has thrown some darts this year.
But you know why that is, Jay? Why? Because the game is completely slowed down.
I was just about to say that. Right. I was just about to say.
I can see inside your skull.
You saw the process slow down? Like watching Max do the reads this morning. At first, it was first day back. Now he's slowed down. Now it's crystallized. But it's funny, like when you're in real game situations, the fact that he's been able to pick up that quickly, that's beyond incredible, man.
So much of that too. It's a credit to him and his football acumen and leadership qualities and all that talent and all that. And also, we were talking about Justin Fields earlier, to the way they built around him. Great offensive line, excellent defense. Yeah. They got a run
Weapons.
Game. But then they went out and got, they drafted Devontae Smith. No, not enough. We're trading for A.J. Brown. Oh, he has a hard time sitting in the middle of the field. We're going to get him a target that's not afraid to go to the middle, who's going to be open, who's going to catch the ball, who's going to be reliable, who's going to be tough. They got him what he needed, and that it's like the perfect success story in terms of how you develop a quarterback. The whole thing makes me sick as a Giants fan. Speaking of the things that make me sick as a Giants fan, Cowboys in the NFC East, how much would Odell Beckham Jr. affect the playoff landscape of the NFC? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Whether it's, you know, Buffalo, whether it was, you know, Green Bay calling the Cowboys, whether reunion with the Giants.
Everybody has nothing but great things to say about him. Obviously, I've always been so impressed with his football playing ability.
All options lead to the Dallas Cowboys.
Odell is someone that we have all the appreciation in the world for what he is as a competitor. The Cowboy star on that helmet, when he puts it on, could look pretty good.
It's like music. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Odell Beckham Jr. taken off the airplane, as I just read in SportsCenter, after a health concern, an initial refusal to, I guess, cooperate, according to the it sounds to me like Odell was knocked out. I've been KO'd on flights, very little sleep, whatever. You're coming from a place, and they got to kind of really put some effort into waking you up because you're sitting on the tarmac for a half an hour, whatever it is. You fall asleep. And at any rate, so, you know, we're going to see what happens with that, and it's impossible to talk about the Dallas Cowboys right now without images of Jerry Jones among the many white faces trying to intimidate black school children from entering a school, right? Like, you just can't get away from that image. Nevertheless, that's not what we are discussing, and we will discuss that, but we're not, like, we're focusing on Odell here. So that, you know, the fact is that's the Dallas Cowboys right now. They're believed to be the front runners to sign Odell, with the New York Giants, Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, and San Francisco 49ers also in the mix. I mean, when Odell first tweeted about how he's never seen anything like it, whatever that tweet was, right? He's like, oh my God, what a clown show type thing. I was thinking, oh my God, did he just visit a team and it was a terrible situation? Yes, it was the airline incident.
Can I just read the statement to the NFL Network? So at approximately 9:30 a.m., officers from Miami-Dade Police Department were dispatched to a medical emergency at an American Airlines flight. The flight crew was concerned for a passenger, Mr. Odell Beckham, as they tried to wake him to fasten his seatbelt. He appeared to be coming in and out of consciousness prior to their departure. Fearing that Mr. Beckham was seriously ill and that his condition would worsen through the expected five-hour flight, the attendants called for police and fire rescue. Upon the officer's arrival, the flight crew asked Mr. Beckham several times to exit aircraft, which he refused. Mm-hmm.
So. Well, as the facts come out, we will determine, Key, what happened. To me, it sounds like, without having all the facts, here's Odell's tweet: never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all.
I've seen it all, too, and heard it all, man.
It sounds like he was just knocked out and had a hard time waking up. And usually what happens is the attendant tells you to put on your seatbelt. Hey, you got to do it. And then eventually you kind of shake yourself to put on the seatbelt and fall back asleep. But apparently that didn't happen here.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, in and out of consciousness, he's sitting there. You know, woke him up. He probably dozing back off, probably getting ready. And then they're saying, well, we want to get you off this flight. He's like, there's nothing wrong with me for me to get off the flight. That's why you know how it is, man. Sometimes I like flight attendants. I like people that take care of us when we flying and all those sort of things. But you get a lot of people sometimes, man, they just over the top with it. It's just something about it. They have the authority at that particular moment, and they like to flex their muscles. Now,
and it's a hard job, and they've just had it sometimes,
yeah, no,
right?
I get it, but it was a medical situation, and I'm sure he told them, I'm fine. I mean, he walked off the plane. They didn't have him on a gurney or nothing like that.
And then had the sense to tweet about it coherently as soon as it happened, right?
Yeah, it's just...
Listen, we don't have all the facts, guys. We're speculating, but it sounds that way to me, and it sounds that way to you, Key.
Yeah. I'm doing just like everybody else, too, Jay. I'm speculating.
So here are some of the facts. Number one, he boarded the plane, and everything was fine.
Right.
Okay? The plane got delayed, and he was there with the blanket over his head. So, you know, to me, and I've had flight attendants that seriously would say to me, like, sir, your seat is an inch back, please. Like, we need you to be fully
and
upright.
Woken and woken you like, up for it.
All right. Like, I'm like an inch and a half back. So, like, my thing is, like, this is going to be blown up. It's a big story because it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
But, look, we've all been in somewhat of these issues before or situations. The fact that he was escorted off the plane by policemen, and you see video of him walking off the plane, not causing a stir, just walking with his bags like a normal human being, like a normal person. I think it's just blown out of proportion. I think it's wild.
Yeah.
I think this whole coverage is wild.
You can find passive aggressive and hostile people wherever you look. Like, I remember a flight attendant once getting on, and I was like, uh-oh. Like, you know, she was kind of trying to deny everybody everything, right? Someone wanted to put their bag up. The flight was kind of full. There was room over here. She was like, you don't have to. I said, it's okay. I'll move my stuff so they can get. And she tells me, you don't have to do that. Like, really trying to thwart so the person would have to check their bags. Someone asked them, you know, like, what do you have? What kind of, like, they were asking what she wanted to drink. She said, we have something like Coca-Cola products, as though the person would know everything. Like, so you get all kinds of personalities that are trying to be helpful or not helpful in all kinds of industries, including the airline industry. And this sounds to me pure speculation. Like, this probably could have been handled a lot better and it didn't have to become a whole thing. But it's purely my speculation.
Thing, it's a whole thing because it's OBJ, like Jay said. It's going to be on the front of the Post and the back of the Post and Daily News and all the internet sites. And I can only imagine what they're saying on the social media stuff that Jay reads all the time, you know.
Hey, meantime, are the Cowboys the best landing spot for Odell? Key, I know where you stand on this. You made a lot of sense, even in terms of Louisiana and L.A. and how easy it is to get to both places and the kind of role he'd have, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jay, are they the best landing spot for Odell, do you think?
I mean, look, a team with Super Bowl aspirations, with a quarterback like Dak, with the help that they need from the wide receiver position, he is the star in the helmet, man. Like, he is the star on the helmet. So for me, looking at his potential, I'm not saying that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be the saving, you know, entity, but having him as a weapon on the field combined with the way they run the ball, combined with what their defense looks like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to take that opportunity.
All the X's and O's and football stuff of it aside, what Jay just said to me is that's the topper, right? Like, in addition to everything else, why it makes sense that you've outlined on this show many times, he's the star on the helmet. It's like they're made for each other.
Yeah, and it's a perfect situation. They need a guy like this, handful of games down the stretch run. It's like getting a closer, Max, in baseball. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, the trade deadline comes. What are we looking for? Oh, we're looking for Justin Verlander, or we're looking to go get a guy, right? And this is the situation where he's a guy that can certainly help them, because Michael Gallup and CeeDee Lamb, yeah, they're good receivers, but there's something about him, if he's OBJ from what the Rams had, that just kicks it over the top. Everybody loves him in the National Football League. So that fitting in the locker room is not a problem. I mean, he's one of the beloved players in the NFL by many players. So you know that's going to work out. Dak Prescott wants him. So that's a plus. Jerry Jones wants him. That's a plus. All he has to do is make sure that he's healthy when the time comes. And the Dallas Cowboys got probably they got the best medical staff in the National Football League and probably in all of professional sports, to be honest with you. So they'll know when he's ready to go and he steps on that field. Just give him a little bit. All he needs is a little taste.
Yeah, the whole – it's so
doesn't
funny
need a whole lot.
How the narrative has flipped on its head. It looked bad for Odell early in his career, and he was young and obviously less mature than he is now. But the main thing is, if you talk to people around Odell, teammates, etc., people always loved him because he cared so much, right? He was a guy who really cared. But the way it was, you know, early on perceived was he's one of these, you know, prima donna receivers and da-da-da-da. Boy, that is completely flipped. He's like, he went from a guy who people rooted against a lot because of the kind of reporting about him to someone who it seems like everyone's rooting for.
But see, I would say only people was rooting against him was maybe the fans and some journalists. Other than that, players in the National Football
League. No, players
always,
league, his teammates always really liked him.
They rock with him.
Yep.
That's the only thing. Everybody rocks with OBJ. You see what happened to Cleveland when it fell up. When he left, it completely fell apart. And Baker Mayfield will be looking for another job again.
I always noticed that, talking to his teammates, Key. Like, if you talk to people who played with him, they really liked him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that usually is the way it goes anyway. People, you know, you get a bad rap because you may have said something or you don't conform the way people think you should. You know, you kick a net or you write a book or whatever the case may be. People think that that's the way you are, and it's not like that. It really isn't. What did you say, Jay?
After Saturday's win over Notre Dame, guys, this is what we have to ask. And I noticed what he is wearing today.
What is sweatshirt. He wearing?
USC sweatshirt.
Yeah, I'm a front runner.
Can we say is USC back? Can we say that? Can we ask that first?
Absolutely.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Williams takes it into the end zone. Touchdown. Caleb Williams, a 16-yard touchdown run. That is his third touchdown run of the game, and that's going to seal it here in Los Angeles as he waves bye-bye to Notre Dame and might have just iced himself a Heisman Trophy.
Got to beat Notre Dame, got to beat UCLA, right? Caleb Williams' Heisman moment was the mayhem moment of the week. Mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
You don't understand how that feels, Jay.
What?
Being in you know, that stadium, oh, man, it was just felt good.
It looked good out there.
And you know, right. you know, I was talking that it to the Notre Dame fans. You know,
I mean,
walking in the stadium
when your quarterback is out there looking like a baby Patrick Mahomes dancing around. You know, it makes the game look different for y'all, man.
Baby Patrick Mahomes, huh?
I mean, that's what people.
That's what people were saying online.
I agree.
It's what it looked like.
Mahomes stuff.
Like, I'm not saying it's going to pan out to be.
Yes, you said baby, but yes, it's okay to use examples, heightened examples, to make your point in terms of similarities with players, right? It's okay.
I can't believe we're going to win another Heisman. I'm so tired of us winning Heismans.
How are you feeling about your Trojans, Key?
Shut up, Key. You make me so sick. Just because I was at the Ohio State game and we lost and C.J. Stroud did not play well. Oh, because we refused to come out of man-to-man coverage or cover one. We just played that way the whole time. And J.J. McCarthy just lit our asses up.
I forgot that was one of your teams. I forgot that was one
of that's where my parents – that's my football school, college-wise. Right.
Football,
do you mean to talk about any other college football-wise?
Is Ohio State.
You talking about any other college football-wise that I rep or I talk about? Thank you. Okay.
You don't rep Duke football.
No.
Max, you asked me, are we back?
Yeah, are you back?
Look, his fat meat greasy?
USC. Look at him.
What's up?
His fat meat greasy.
Key has got this.
Hey, fill in the blank, Max. Does a bear
Yes. Yes, he does. He certainly does. So where else he going to go?
I think we are back to where we – it felt good again. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see Brian Cushing, our linebacker that played at SC, bring the team out the tunnel. When you run into Anthony Davis and a host of other ex-USC Trojans at the football game, on the sidelines, in the box, like, you just – it feels different. Like, it's not the same team. It's not the same coaching staff. It's just a different – it's totally a different feel. We walking around now beating our chest. Like, I can walk through the airport with my chest out, smiling, opposed to before I wouldn't even put the sweatshirt on because I didn't want to, you know, it was embarrassing.
Well, and you got it on USC. Today. You got it on today.
No, I'm a front runner for sure, 100%.
Rhys Davis, host of ESPN College Game Day, of course, is with us now. He's brought to you by Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. Rhys, Caleb Williams going to win the Heisman?
I think he is. Prior to Saturday night, had I voted at that time, I would have leaned to Max Duggan. With Caleb second, but Caleb probably overtook him. And I'm not sure that maybe he wasn't in first place beforehand. And, you know, that was, you know, my old late great friend Beano Cook used to say that you win the Heisman by playing for Notre Dame or against Notre Dame.
And,
he was just so spectacular. He has been all year. He's been great all year because their defense is not very good. And he's bailed them out time after time. So, you know, I think he's going to. It's hard to envision a scenario because this is a pretty anticlimactic championship weekend, and it's sort of hard to envision a scenario in which someone would do something that would allow them to overtake him.
Rhys, when do you guys have to turn in your vote? Like, when did you guys have to turn them in?
It's after the final game has been played, Key. We're about whether the deadline is Monday or sometimes Sunday, but it's after all the games have been played. You know, that's always a source of controversy among some, the people who turn it in too early. I always wait until, you know, the final game has been played before I turn mine in.
Final regular season game.
Well, final and next week too, after championship week. So, all of those come into go under consideration too.
Got it. They'll play Utah in Las Vegas next Friday, which will be an interesting one because we lost to Utah earlier in the year on a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. Is there any scenario
that was a great game? That was a great game, by the way. And it, in fact, something I think fall on the cutting room floor last Saturday. David Pollack had done an unbelievable tape. My researcher, Marissa Dowling, and I had worked tirelessly to put together this entire thing, Lead the Sound, to show just how USC gets cut up by tight ends with Michael Mayer coming in. I mean, Dalton Kincaid of Utah had 16 catches against USC the last time, and it wasn't really an aberration. They've gotten eviscerated by tight ends. So it'll really be interesting to see because Mayer did some work against them the other night and, you know, probably a little bit better quarterback situation for Utah than Notre Dame has. So it'll be interesting to see if they can make some adjustments and slow him down a little bit.
Rhys Davis, host of ESPN College Game Day, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. RD, I'm going to be honest with you. I was at the Ohio State game. It was embarrassing. I'm hoping for everybody to lose this weekend. I want Georgia to lose against LSU. I want Michigan to lose, definitely against Purdue. I mean, Key, I'm sorry. I even want USC to lose. Hey, give me a scenario on how Ohio State gets to the CFP.
In my judgment, J. Will, the only way it can happen is USC losing. The other three don't matter, in my judgment. I think the other three should be in regardless, and that includes TCU, because TCU, their resume stacks up. I see people, and, you know, I try not to really engage a whole lot on Twitter, but somebody says, you know, if they lose, they should be out. And my response was, oh, really? Well, their strength of schedule is better than Michigan's. It's 12 spots better than Georgia's. It is one spot behind Ohio State's, but it's basically the same. It's 20-something spots better than USC's. And, you know, among the undefeated teams, TCU has the best strength of schedule. TCU should be in, absent a beatdown. Now, this is my personal thing. When you get destroyed, you know, if you lose by four, let's say like Tennessee did against South Carolina, you get beaten like that, I have a hard time, you know, saying that you're a playoff team if you didn't earn your way in conference champion, something like that.
The great Rhys
But if they
Davis.
Lose, they should be in. Same with Michigan. Same with Georgia. So in my judgment, three spots are closed. And we're only waiting to see if USC wins. If USC
wins.
Well,
we are going to win, Rhys. That's it.
Okay, come on,
well,
Utah.
Okay, if you don't, I mean, if lightning strikes and Cam Rising goes for two and he gets it again, then I
we're up against it, Reese. Don't talk like that.
Yes.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.